Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Before we take a look at how the markets opened, a reminder about this evening, where we will be at Parkland College in Champaign, Illinois, for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be in room C118 this evening at 7 o'clock. Panelists for tonight's meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. That's at Parkland College in room C118 this evening at 7 o'clock. No advance registration is required. And, of course, as always, the meeting is free. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat, I don't have an open for that one just yet, but the May did have an open this morning, and it opened at 5:02 and a half, down one on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:65 and a half, unchanged. May 4:78, up one and a half. July 4:91, up one and a half. December 5:07, down one half on the open. March corn opened at 4:08 and a half, unchanged on the open. May 4:18 and a half, up one. July 4:27 and a half, unchanged. September 4:17, unchanged. December 4:08, unchanged. March 4:17, unchanged. May 4:21, up a half. July 2008, 4:24 and a half, unchanged on the open. March beans opened at 7:41 and a half, up one on the open. May 7:60 and a half, up a half. July 7:76 and a half, up one and a half. November 7:98 and a half, down one. January 8:04, unchanged. March 8:10, unchanged on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2:16:40, down 10 on the open. May 2:21:80, unchanged. May soybean oil opened at 30:59, unchanged on the open. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders opened at 105:40, up 25 on the open. April 106:90, up 27 and a half. May 108:85, up 5. August 109:50, up 12 and a half on the open. April live cattle opened at 101.65, up 20 on the open. June, 98.65, up 5. August, 94.77 and a half, unchanged. October, 98 even, up 2 and a half on the open. April lean hogs opened at 68.45, up 50 on the open. May, 77.35, unchanged. July, 78.95. Make that June, 78.95, up 20. The July contract at 79.05, up 27 and a half on the open. And then pork bellies for March open at 107 even, down 30 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Dave.
You're one of the folk who will be talking this evening out at Parkland College, room C118. What kind of questions are you anticipating from our audience tonight?
Well, it's probably going to be a variety of questions. The one question that's been on everybody's mind from clear back last fall would be acreage, what some of the analysts are looking at on the acreage mix, because when you look at your supply-demand balance sheet, that's at the top. That's one of the top lines you go by. Then after that, probably the biggest market maker would be yield. Yield moves the bottom line more than what the acreage will as a whole. And the second, probably most important question is, have we seen the highs?
And that second and most important question, what's your opinion at the moment?
Well, you don't want to hear it, but technically the highs are in here. Right away, person just hearing that statement is going to deny it. But we've rolled over technically. We're seeing some fund liquidation. Open interest is going down on this move here, so the funds are exiting their long corn position. You're going to say, well, there's still plenty of time left, and that's true, but we could probably drop corn another 50 cents from here before finding some solid support.
So would that be, what, around the 360 level?
Well, actually, probably the 370. Mm-hmm. When you look at the lead contract chart and look at some retracements, that'd be the first area of solid support. We're in a volatile time window here in 2007 that we could go to that level, then come back and make new highs on hot, dry weather next summer. So we got to get used to some $50-$75 swings in the corn. And I wouldn't be surprised to see $4 or $5 swings in the beans.
Well, with that kind of volatility, it's probably more difficult to be a marketer for these crops. What are you recommending folks do?
Well, number one, you're going to have a marketing plan up front. You're going to have an idea of what you want to do, because this market is going to go sharply lower, get you negative, and have you throw in the towel. And when it is up, 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 you're going to feel so optimistic that you're going to be afraid to pull the trigger, or you won't know what to do to pull the trigger. And so I think you got to use a combination of some marketing tools. I think you got to make some timely cash sales. And I believe you need to use some put and call options to give you the comfort to go ahead and make those sales, or give you some coverage to be able to sleep at night. Because as touchy as this thing is, with billions and billions of dollars on the sideline wanting to push this market both up and down, it's going to be a tremendous roller coaster ride here for the next 12 to 24 months.
We did note that on the reports on Friday that the index funds did add to their long position. So I suppose that's somewhat supportive against the speculative giving up of positions that you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, we're continuing to see these long-term players use breaks to continue to accumulate long positions, but your shorter-term people are going to follow these moving averages, and they're going to draw the line near today's lows. If you look at your 40- and 50-day moving averages, especially in corn, they come in near today's lows.
413, right?
And I think, that's going to be your short-term indicator there. If we can hold today's lows, maybe we'll be in a position to rebound here and maybe consolidate and see what the acreage estimates are at the end of the month here.
Is soybeans equally as vulnerable as corn, and the high end at 807 and a half in the beans?
Well, short term, we don't believe so. We feel beans is the new bull market unfolding here. The trade is sort of tired of the corn market here, and we believe that the focus is going to be on beans. The mentality right now is that... we're going to see a big corn acreage number and a small bean acreage estimate. And the weather's unfolding that way where, we're going to get some corn in the ground here. And as long as we get some corn in the ground, it's going to take away from bean acres.
Is wheat still a follower?
For the most part, until the acreage report, because what's going to happen is if we see a big acreage increase in corn here, it could be at the expense of wheat. There's that mentality out there that some of these wheat acres are going to be torn up and there's going to be some wheat put into them. So, we got some acreage numbers and some weather forecasts to look at here over the next 30 to 45 days.
And increasingly, the market's going to focus on these things as opposed to the outside factors that they've been focusing on for the last month or so.
Well, they'll continue to focus on the outside markets. That's part of the reason corn's down today. Crude oil's down $1.28 a barrel. And, until we see what the acreage and see what the weather is, they're going to follow or use these outside markets as an excuse to run the market up or down.
Thank you much, Kurt. You have a grand day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's take a look at the current prices in Kansas City. March wheat, $5.04, down 2.5. May, $4.98.5, down 3.5. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat, $4.65.25, down 0.25. May, $4.74.25, down 2.25. July, $4.86.25, down 3. March corn, $4.04.5, down 3.75. May, $4.14.25, down 3.25. July, $4.25.25, down 2.25. December, $4.06, down 1.75. Now 1.5 down at $4.06.25. March beans, $7.47 up a half. May, $7.61 up 1.25. July, $7.76.5 up 3/4. November, $8 up a half. March soybean meal, $2.16.20. Down 30. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.